Tyneside walk enclosures postponed after campaign and rally. An excellent save our NHS rally took place in North Shields Town Centre on the 2nd of December. The protest was called against the closure of two walk-in centres in the area and the proposal to replace them with a single privatised centre. Members of the public spoke about their experiences and the effects of NHS cuts. Campaigners also spoke at the rally, including John Wally, the secretary of Keep Our NHS Public North East, and NHS campaigners from South Shields. I spoke to from the Socialist Party, pointing out that up to 250,000 people turned out for the national NHS demonstration on the 4th of March. Imagine how massive a protest called by Jeremy Corbyn and the trade unions would be. 50 people bought copies of the Socialist newspaper. Following the protest, a clinical commissioning group meeting took place on the 5th of December, which took the decision to postpone the closure of the walk-in centres until October 2018. The original scheduled closure was October 2017, so the campaign has managed to force a year's postponement. But we need to use the extra time to continue to build the campaign to ensure the walk-in centres stay open. John Hoare, Save Tyneside NHS Campaign Committee,